Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Gov Transformer podcast series. The federal healthcare IT arena is undergoing a period of significant transformation where mobile solutions are changing the face and the quality of care. From more effective communications during emergency response situations to the tracking of all patient data, there are many new solutions that are capturing the attention of leaders from many government agencies. And one company leading the way in this arena is Global Emergency Resources. And today, we're fortunate enough to be joined by Erica Bobbitt, who's the president of Global Emergency Resources. And Erica, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me today.
Sure. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure to speak with you. And let's jump right in. Let's start from the top. Please give us a high-level overview of Global Emergency Resources.
All right. Well, Global Emergency Resources, or GER as we like to call ourselves, is a small business. We're based in Augusta, Georgia, and we're a software development company that was founded in 2003, really with a critical mission to eliminate the organizational barriers that hinder communications and interoperability and effective leadership in the healthcare and EMS space during emergencies. So, our goal is to create that common operating picture and situational awareness for patient tracking, critical disease surveillance, as well as the information needed during daily operations. And over the years that we've been doing this, we've had the good fortune to support local, state, and federal clients at some really interesting events. We've had an opportunity to support our clients in D.C. at the presidential inauguration, the State of the Union addresses, events such as President Obama's African Leader Summit, the Papal Visit, and we also do marathons and fun runs. So our software is used across the gamut, and it's exciting to see. And we've taken that core start, which for us was patient tracking, and we've used it to provide additional tools for our customers in that fire, EMS, and public health space. Things like mortuary affairs, family reunification, responder tracking, and the focus for today's conversation, our CMS tracking application.
That's great. Thanks for that comprehensive rundown there. So let's talk about, I guess, the state of the marketplace right now and why your solutions are so viable these days. We seem to be in an arena where we need more situational awareness in many situations, correct?
Yes, we're in a world where there's no shortage of data. There are more data channels than ever. But what GER sees as really its secret sauce is its flexibility and scalability. We listen to our customers, and we have a tool that really adapts to their needs. We don't tell them how to do their business. We let the tool flex around their business practices, and that's important to them. There's legacy software that exists. There's other platforms that are in place, and trying to shoehorn a new one in isn't always successful. So where we've been successful is providing a platform that can aggregate those things and provide them the information they need in a very intuitive way so they can make the decisions that they need to make in as near real time as absolutely possible.
That's great. And clearly your solutions are working right now. So you all recently received top honors at the 2016 Federal Health IT Challenge, G2X Challenge. And we covered that recently a few weeks ago, but would love to hear more about this award and what you all did to achieve it.
Well, first, I have to thank the G2 Exchange team for choosing us as their mobility winner for that 2016 Federal Health IT Challenge contest. And I'm so proud of the team for this accomplishment. It was a big deal for us. And basically, what led us to do this and submit this solution to that that project was that we saw a gap in the availability of tools for the long-term care and acute care facilities. They're being asked to track their residents should they need to evacuate them or move them in the event of a disaster or an emergency. And, you know, you're being asked to do something, but I need the tools to do it. So we saw that there weren't those tools, and the team put together an application that's a mobile application that combines with our web backend, with our HC standard platform, that gives them a very quick, intuitive tool to track residents in the event of a disaster. It's downloadable to any modern device. It's you can run it on any modern browser, really with just a few clicks. Download it from the App Store and you're ready to go. And again, it was a gap in the marketplace that we wanted to fill and provide those tools, a natural offshoot of the other things we've done at GER. So, and the other cool thing about this, as part of our win, we were also given a $1,500 donation to the charity of our choice. So we get to pay it forward as a company, which we thought was really cool. And so we did this app as a company, as a full team. So we wanted to take that donation also to the company. So we had our employees all vote on the charity that they most wanted to support. And at the end, after we kind of did a few rounds of voting, we chose MAP International as our charity of choice. And for those that aren't aware of MAP, they're based in Brunswick, Georgia. And they're an NGO that provides medicines and supplies for those in need in the U.S. and around the world. So our app will help the CMS market, and our donation to MAP International will help those in need around the country and around the world. So truly an exciting time for us. This was neat.
That is very cool. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. I didn't realize that you all were able to donate to an organization, and MAP International sounds like a wonderful organization to support. That's fantastic. So what does the future hold for GER? What's around the corner for you guys?
Well, the future is exciting for us. Obviously, we want to expand in the U.S. market. Our customers have been fantastic. I mean, we have customers in the NCR and across the country that are really our litmus test for what we should be doing, and we wouldn't trade them for the world. They're fantastic. So we want to grow with them and their needs, but we also want to expand our operations deeper into the federal healthcare space as well as international markets. There is a true global need for tools like the ones GER provides, and whether it's tracking Ebola or Zika or just children getting polio vaccines in an underdeveloped country, there is a need to track and communicate and provide that awareness, that situational awareness of what's being done. And that's really one of the focus points for us. So because our systems are so scalable, they're so flexible, we host in the cloud. We can download, like I said, from the App Store or from the Google Play Store. You know, the burden to entry is really low, and we see this as being a great way for us to expand and grow with our strategic partners and on some of the larger contract vehicle holders that that we have in our portfolio.
That's great. Well, thanks for those insights there. This has been a wonderful interview. Anything else to add today, Erica? Anything we may have missed?
Well, I would say thank you again for the opportunity. The GER team was so excited about the G2 Exchange Challenge. Developing the app and winning in the mobility category was amazing, and the buzz that has come from it is it's humbling and exciting at the same time. And thank you for taking your time today to talk to me about it. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And what a perfect way to end this interview. For all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive GovTransformer podcast interview with Erica Bobbitt, who is the president of GER. And Erica was kind enough to share some insights about her company, their situational awareness solutions, which are certainly catching on a global scale. And, of course, we talked about the recent win at the 2016 Federal Health IT Challenge, G2 Exchange Challenge. And, Erica, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you again.